From CNN, I'm Afoma Dikay with the five things you need to know for Wednesday, April 17th. The Senate has voted to kill both articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. The charges were for willful and systemic refusal to comply with the law and breach of public trust. In February, House Republicans voted to impeach Mayorkas over his handling of the southern border and sent the articles to the Senate Tuesday. He's the first cabinet secretary to be impeached in almost 150 years. Democrats have slammed the impeachment as a political stunt. CNN spoke with Republican Congressman Carlos Jimenez, a member of the Homeland Security Committee.
I think it's a dangerous precedent for the Senate, especially in the future. At least, you know, you should listen to the arguments. And at the end, if you decide that the secretary is not guilty, vote your conscience. I never thought that he was going to be convicted, but I thought at least that he was going to get a trial.
Arizona's House of Representatives once again failed to advance a bill that would repeal the state's abortion ban that's more than a century old. Today, the representatives were evenly split on whether they would discuss the measure on the House floor. It was never brought up for a vote. The law can be traced to as early as 1864, before Arizona became a state, and bans all abortions except when a pregnant woman's life is at risk. The state Supreme Court upheld the law in a ruling last week. Republicans facing competitive races in the state called on the GOP-controlled legislature to work with Arizona's Democratic governor to take a more moderate path.
We wanted to understand the areas where lives were lost, understand the fire's progression through those areas, which required hundreds of pictures and videos, and even reaching out to residents, hundreds of residents, and at times they would offer their images to us that were timestamped that we can drop into the timeline.
That's Derek Alconis, a lead researcher at the Fire Safety Research Institute. Today he announced initial findings from an investigation by the Institute and the Hawaii Attorney General's Office in response to the catastrophic Maui wildfires last year. Alconis described some of the dangers that day as high winds downed trees and utility poles, causing blocked roadways and traffic for residents trying to flee. The fires killed 101 people, destroyed hundreds of homes, and left an estimated $6 billion in damages. Just Tuesday, a separate 84-page report produced by the Western Fire Chiefs Association revealed significant emergency preparedness problems that contributed to the disaster. But that report also acknowledged, quote, the whole island's limited resources. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has announced that Ford is recalling more than 450,000 compact SUVs and pickup trucks in the U.S. The agency said that Ford discovered an undetected low battery charge that could cause these vehicles to lose drive power. Recalled models include Ford Bronco Sport SUVs, made between 2021 to 2024, and the Ford Maverick pickups made between 2022 to 2023. Owners can take their cars to a local Ford dealership or contact Ford at 1-866-436-7332. The recall number is 24S24. Coming up, the consequences of a bad bet. Hey, welcome back. The NBA has banned Toronto Raptors player Jonte Porter from the league for violating betting rules. An investigation found that the 24-year-old had disclosed confidential information to sports bettors and limited his own participation in games for betting purposes. The league also found that Porter placed at least 13 bets on NBA games between January and March of this year, resulting in net winnings of nearly $22,000. The NBA said in a news release that they will continue to share information with federal prosecutors about the ongoing investigation. CNN has reached out to the Raptors in representation for Porter for comment. You know that CNN 5 Things is a podcast and a newsletter. Now you can watch Kate Baldwin give you 5 more essential stories to start your day, weekdays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on Max.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.